We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey now, Semper Fi, welcome into this Thursday edition of Sports Talk here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app, along with NFL and college football analyst Mike Dettillier. I'm Christian Garrick, Charlie Long at Master Control and on the Sports Flash, taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. As you heard in Charlie's Sports Flash, fireworks in the SEC amongst two old friends, Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M, Nick Saban at Alabama. The SEC has now come out and publicly reprimanded them for violating the disparaging remarks kind of section of their rules, of their laws. I'll pull it up in a second. Here it is. SEC issues public reprimand of Alabama's Nick Saban and Texas A&M's Jimbo Fisher for their comments in the last 24 hours, violating SEC bylaws 10.2.3 and 10.5.2 related to ethical conduct for derogatory comments and public criticism of another's institution's athletic program. So, and Nick Saban has issued a subsequent apology. It doesn't matter. I get the apology. Fine. You know, that great, Nick. I don't care what the SEC says. These two just threw tremendous shade on each other, Mike, and basically said, hey, we know Nick Saban cheats too. That's allegations of cheating. Not that it's a surprise, Mike. I'm not surprised by it. I'm surprised that it was public, that public.
This sounded to me, if I didn't know any better, sounded like a preview of a WrestleMania main event. I know this wasn't set up, so to speak, like what you see in pro wrestling. But that's what it sounded like. Okay, both these guys, they can say, well, it's not us. Okay, it's not you, but somebody else involved with your university is doing this. Come on, it's long been done. Why should everybody be shocked that athletes are getting paid? Okay, that's not new to college football. That's long happened. Now it's legal to do. And if you've been around Nick long enough to know that he gets in some bad moods, and he shot it out last night, so to speak, he let his valves go. Not only did he call out Jimbo Fisher, he also called out Dion and Jackson State. Okay? So I think what it is here, you have the old master, and I think I look back in my time frame, he's the greatest college football coach I've ever seen or been around, to be honest. This is nothing against the guys before him, like a Newt Rockne or Frank Leahy or Bud Wilkinson or Bear Bryant or Woody Hayes, John McKay, you can name them, Joe Paterno. But Nick has done it in an era of scholarship limits, when guys can turn pro early. It is a commuter world of assistant coaches. Every year you're reloading because you're going to lose guys early to the NFL. You lose assistant coaches. And now name, image, likeness comes into place. He has always kicked like a mule for any sort of change, anything. He was against the SEC expanding. He was against, man, what is this spread offense? What the hell is he recruiting now? That's all he's recruiting, for spread offenses and wide receivers and quarterbacks that can play it. He's going to adjust. I'm not saying everything that he said isn't correct, but it's the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, in essence, He's doing the exact same thing, Jimbo Fisher and A&M. What disturbs him is now he feels the walls getting a little closer to him. Georgia wins a national title. And out west, and it's always been, I told this to Coach O the day he took the job, yeah, Alabama's king, but man, I'd keep a close eye on what's happening out west. Because if the right coach ever gets to A&M, they go be a handful. And now you got it. Now you got one there that can recruit. So, man, this is all almost like gorilla dust. You know, if you go to the zoo, the gorilla, he throws the dust all over. It's nothing about nothing. Everybody knows this is happening in college football. It has long happened in college sports.
But this is about name, image, and likeness that is changing the game.
Yeah, but it's legal.
Yeah, I
before it was illegal, or supposedly illegal, unless they caught you. But this isn't really about that. More than I think if someone who is that powerful and that good, he's been irked now. He was irked a little bit by Jimbo, that he didn't think Jimbo could pull this off at A&M. Didn't think he could do it.
That's the only reason why he's bringing
and
it up.
And that's the only reason he's scammering about it. Had he been number one in recruiting in A&M 5, never would have heard him.
Nope.
He wouldn't have opened his mouth. Nothing. Did you hear him squawk after LSU won the national title?
No.
Think about that. He had no real fear of LSU. None.
He knows their sustaining power.
But he knows that fear is out west at A&M.
Coming back to your calls, also Ryan Horvath next. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Christian Garrick. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is the host of BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Ryan Horvath. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sports books don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit us at BetQL.com. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm going to ask you right off the bat, you saw the little gorilla dust throw between Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher that really man, the offseason for college football is so long. This is going to dominate headlines until they kick that that pigskin off in late August. But it's interesting that this almost seems like a wrestling deal to me. A former tag team duo that split up. Now they become single wrestlers, and they both want the title. And they both fighting for it. And so it's a war of words.
Yeah, and I love it, man. I got to be honest. I love it because it gives us an excuse and a reason to talk even more college football. And you get two huge personalities like Nick Saban, and then you get Jimbo. And it's funny because I said the same thing. I was like, man, this reminds me of like an old school WWF, WWE, like Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty just broke up, and Shawn Michaels kicks Marty Jannetty through the glass. And that's what this seems like. Here's my question, though. Who's the face and who's the heel? Is Nick Saban the good guy here, or is Jimbo the good guy?
No, they're both the heels because I don't think that fans and media feel any sympathy towards somebody making $10 million a year and pointing the finger at one another for they both doing the exact same thing. And now, now can you say face now? Because Nick basically kind of said, man, I'm against this sort of name, image, likeness stuff to a certain extent. Man, if I'm a recruit, I'm going to say, wait a minute, coach. You're getting paid. Your assistant coaches are getting paid a lot of money. Now you sort of squawking that we got paid? He's going to have to do a little bit of fence mending here, and I'm sure he already has, to try to make it sound that way. But listen, I've been around him, and he has moments that he gets really angry, and that valve shoots off, and we heard it yesterday.
Yep, exactly, man. And that's the thing, like now – here's the thing. Now, not only, you know, if you're going to take over a college program as head coach, not only do you need to be a good coach, a solid coach, but you also have to be an even better recruiter, and now more than ever, and an even better salesman. So I said the same thing. You know, you want – I did not agree with what he came out and said. It's like – and especially when, you know, you look at in the SEC and you look at Saban's contract, how much he's making a year, how much that – you know, training facility that they just put together a couple of years ago, how much that cost. So I completely agree. I guarantee you he's going to have to backpedal even more, and there's probably been some conversations. But I'll tell you this. Hey, if Nick Saban comes and recruits me, I don't care. I'm going to play at Alabama because I want to win a national title. And
he can send me to the pros. Look at the numbers. It is unbelievable. So, Ryan, but I do think – as you get older, I think you get more hardened in your mind about certain things, and this was a backlash. Man, if A&M had finished sixth in recruiting, you think he would have acted this way? Hell no. He wouldn't have said squat, nothing. But they finished one. That's the difference.
Yep. They finished one. Now he has some actual real competition on the recruiting trail because look at it like this. I mean, they just got beat by Georgia. You know, this happened a couple of years ago even. It started happening, you know, where Kirby was going and stealing some recruits. And the reason being, you know, Saban, I mean, everybody wants to play at Alabama, you know, and he doesn't have time to go out and recruit, go to everybody's houses. Kirby was doing that for a while. You know, he was stealing some recruits. Now you have Brian Kelly in the SEC. I'm telling you, and now you see that class. Yeah, I'll tell you this, though. If Jimbo can't bring home another national title in the next 3 to 4 years, is he ever going to win another one? Because look at that class. He's got them going there now, but is he going to be able to coach him when he gets them there?
Can he keep them?
It's going to be interesting.
Can he keep that?
That's the other thing with the transfer portal. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
Ryan, who do you got in Preakness?
So that's a great question because I'm a little upset. BetMGM, who I love, that's my sports book out here in Washington, D.C. And for some reason, you guys, they won't give me any odds yet. I'm still not able to place any bets on this, which is probably actually, to be honest, for the best after what we saw with, you know, Rich Strike coming out of nowhere to win that last race. Because, man, that was painful where I had two horses right there that finished second and third, and I had outright bets on both of them. You know, I like Secret Oath. I did a win play show that I had my mom put in at the old OTB back in Chicago, Illinois. I went Secret Oath. I went Epicenter and I went early voting. That was my win play show. So that's all I've placed so far. I do like all three of those horses. So if you could get a hold of any outright markets, I would maybe sprinkle a little on early voting, Epicenter, Secret Oath. But as of right now, we still don't have any odds posted for some reason in the races, you know, coming up on Saturday. So I don't quite understand it.
Ryan, so you got your mom working for you?
She's an associate, Ryan. Tell him. She's an associate.
Does she get a buyer's fee? Does she get a fee out of this if you hit?
She does, yeah. I told her if my horse is hit, then she gets 10%, maybe even 20%, depending on how good the hit comes back. So, funny enough, she is she's a school teacher, but she teaches at a juvenile detention center, and it's right across the street from the off-track betting site. So, on her lunch, she just makes the quick trip for me when needed. You know, I don't bet too many horse races because it's so tough, but when I do need her in a pinch, she's always good for it.
Listen, I know he's looking down laughing what I'm going to say, but if Buddy DiLiberto, who used to do this show, was younger and your mom was a little older, they'd have made the perfect match. I mean, believe me, that close to the OTB. Man, what do you think about the game tonight, Celtics Heat? The Celtics were missing some pieces, and the Heat, man, again, man, such a well-coached team, Ryan. I just can't say enough about how well they're coached. They maximize what they have. Do you think the Celtics bounce back tonight?
So I do think that the Celtics bounce back tonight, but I think the market, it's kind of crazy because Al Horford clears the COVID protocol, which I don't understand how that works.
Yeah, I don't get all that.
I have no clue what happened. So was he sick? Was he not sick? Was it a fall? You know what, man? I can't keep up anymore with the new testing policies. But he's going
to
play.
They need to get rid of him.
Yeah, and exactly. I mean, like if somebody's sick, then they sit out, right?
Yes.
And if they're not sick, then we don't test anymore because, like, you know, we saw that all football season long in college football. I know for a fact, just from kind of, you know, having some guys on the inside, there were kids that were playing that were testing positive for COVID as long as they weren't showing symptoms. And there were some people that were playing that were sick. I mean,
imagine
it's been going on. Exactly. It's been going on. I don't want to, you know, throw any teams under the bus, but I don't understand what we're doing. But he's going to play. It looks like Marcus Smart's going to play. So I like Boston, but this is a tough series to call. So what I ended up doing, you guys, is playing two player props that I like way more. And I got a little bit of money on this one. I keep playing it. Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. Kyle Lowry remains out right now with that injury. 22 games without Kyle Lowry. Tyler Hero's had at least 3 assists in 19 of the 22 games. He's went over in 15 of the last 15 games without Kyle Lowry in the lineup, and that's because he becomes more of a playmaker, looks to facilitate a little bit more. So I like Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. And then I like another role player who's been playing great basketball, Max Strus from the Miami Heat. I went over 3.5 rebounds. Same deal. Without Kyle Lowry, he's went over 4 rebounds in all 4 playoff games without him, 15 of the 24 games in the regular season without Kyle Lowry. So I put Max Strus over 3.5 rebounds on a ticket, and then Tyler Hero over 2.5 assists. That's actually my favorite bet. And then you don't have to sweat out the side or the total. You could just root for a good game.
Yeah. Ryan, in the PGA tournament in Tulsa, man, that's a lot of money being flapped on Rory McIlroy now. A lot of people think Rory's going to win this tournament. Your feelings?
Yep. Yeah. So you know what, man, I'm rooting for him because I bet him last week 14-1 plus 1400, and that was my favorite pick just because, you know, he always shows up these final 2 days, like at the Masters where he finishes as the runner up. But him and Morikawa didn't really show up until Sunday. Now today he actually shows up. You know, he was 5-under. I felt really good. But hopefully we don't have the Rory collapse. Here's one thing, though. Here's my advice. Don't go out and bet him right now because you're not going to get a good price. If you wanted to bet Rory, you should have bet him when he was 14-1. Now take a shot maybe with somebody that's, you know, 1-under. Maybe somebody that's even. Because I think we're going to see some crazy stuff happen this weekend. Let's pay attention to the weather if it gets windy. This is the type of tournament, you know, where look at last year. Phil won it last year.
Yep.
On the first day, I want to say on hole 7, he was 3-over. So you really can't count anybody out. If you haven't bet Rory yet, I wouldn't recommend doing it now.
One last one before we let you go. But you saw the Twitter post, and someone said, hey, you got to say it. Because he can get the Saints at 8. You betting over, right? Because there's some places it's 8.5, but you know, there are places you can get 8.
I'll tell you this. I wish he was listening to the show last week, because we talked about this last week, and remember it was sitting there at 7.5, and I said, that's my favorite bet. Like, this is a really good roster with a really good defense that just got even better with the addition of Honey Badger, who, like I said, you guys, I think he's got 2 to 3, maybe 3 to 4 good years left in him. And then I think Jameis is going to have a solid season. I really do. I think he's a decent quarterback if he takes care of the football. I know Kamara is going to miss a couple games because of the suspension. I'm not too worried as long as Michael Thomas is back. I love what they did in the draft. That's my favorite bet on the board. I'll do you one better. If you can get, you know, a good price, maybe hold off. Maybe they start 1-1, or maybe they start 1-2. Maybe there's some struggles. I don't know about all that. I think there's a shot that they could even win the division. Everybody is still high on Tampa Bay. I'm not saying Brady's just going to fall off a cliff. He was great last year. He could have won MVP. But what if he shows up and he looks a little older? Like, I'll never forget Peyton Manning when he first went to Denver, breaks every single record. 2 years later, Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball 20 yards down the field the year that they finally win the Super Bowl with him. I'm not saying there's going to be that kind of drop-off, but I don't love Tampa Bay's roster as much as I did last year, you guys. So I would take a shot if you get a good price on them to win the division, but I love them to win 8 games. I am a little worried about the loss of Sean Payton, because he's one of my favorite coaches of all time, but I think they'll be just fine with this roster. So if you could get an 8, 8.5, I think they win 9 games minimum.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think 9 is the minimum, hopefully staying healthy and not having Kamara miss a big chunk of the season, and having Thomas, because I think he's the key here. I think Michael Thomas is the key, getting him back in, and hopefully he can play all 17 games. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate it, Ryan. That was Ryan Horvath, who is the host of BetMGM Tonight and also on Odyssey Sports, betting insider Ryan Horvath. Be sure to listen to BetMGM Tonight podcast for more of Ryan Horvath's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. We'll take a break here from Sports Talk and be back with more with Mike Dettillier, Christian Garrick on the Big 870 right after this break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike and Christian back here on Sports Talk. We welcome in now William Wagaspack, plays lock for NOLA Gold Rugby. William, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So what is lock? Describe that position.
Lock is in the scrum, so it's like the second row of the scrum, and we have to do all the hard work. It's the engine room of the scrum. We do the push in, and then out in the field we make the hard carries up the middle, making all the big tackles.
William, with that last name, Wagaspack, I knew damn well you wasn't from, Australia or anything like that. I knew you were a Louisiana guy. Man, I got a whole bunch of Wagaspacks live next to me. Kind of tell everybody your story. You went to Jesuit High School and kind of your journey into rugby. We don't see, we haven't talked to a lot of people that got into rugby that were, you know, from this area. Most of them overseas. type guys, and they came over for rugby, but homegrown guys. So, but I knew when I first saw when they sent it to me this morning, Wagasback. I knew if Hebert would have been here, he'd have said, "Mike, he must live next door to you," because I got I got about 15 families of Wagasbacks within about a 4 mile region from where I live on the bayou.
Yeah. So, exactly. I went to Jesuit High School. I started playing rugby my junior year, and then I was the captain my senior year. And then from there, I went on to play for like the Louisiana All-Star Select Team, and we played in Colorado, and we played in North Carolina. And then for college, I kind of was just going to college to go to college and get my degree. I wasn't really thinking about rugby. So I went to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. So I went to ULA, and I played rugby there for a year. And then I went to this tournament in Aspen, Colorado with the New Orleans club team, and that was right when the Major League Rugby was starting.
Okay.
And I played in that tournament, and then the general manager, Ryan Fitzgerald, came up to me. He was like, "Hey, we want you to come be on the team for the first year." And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think this opportunity I couldn't pass up." So I came back to New Orleans. I took classes at UNO to graduate from UNO, and I played rugby.
Did you play? Did you go overseas and play competitive?
I did. I studied abroad in Australia for 6 months. And
okay.
I played for Bond University on the Gold Coast.
You got a fellow Raging Cajun, our producer Charlie Long. He give you a little fist bump for ULL. That's for sure.
Oh, nice.
And they'll change that name again. Now it's University of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And, you know, so
I'm so used to
you
got to
do. You got to change every once in a while. That's kind of state law.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to speak. But what was it from seeing how rugby was when you grew up and to see it today? So many kids now today, you know, because of television, they see it. And it's a visual sport, and they want to try that out too. It's a totally different world. You know, kind of growing up for me, you saw it every once in a while, maybe a highlight or two, but you didn't see much of it. I think today, with, you know, what, 100 channels of sports you can get, that, you know, young guys, they see it, and, man, I want to give that a try. So you have seen the bump in notoriety to play rugby since you were at Jesuit High School.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely on the rise in the United States here. And I've been spearheading the youth rugby with NOLA Gold. We've been having youth sessions every Monday and Wednesday, and you know, all the younger kids are coming out. They're learning the game. Our players are the coaches, so they're teaching them the rules and like how to pass the ball and just the basics of the game. And then you know, that we're teaching them how to play, and then they break off into teams, and you know, we scrimmage with a flag at the end, flag rugby.
William,
the youth sessions.
As far as keeping in shape in the off season, sort of give everybody a little bit of routine of what you try to do to keep yourself in shape, getting ready for the season.
Yeah. So, you know, that obviously is a big aspect of it, trying to keep your body right. And then, you know, in the off season, it's just a lot of gym sessions, weight training sessions. And then once it gets closer to the season, you know, you start getting onto the rowing machine and the watt bikes, and, you know, our coach sends out mass blocks, which are running sessions that usually take about 30 minutes of running sprints. And, you know, for about 2 months, you're doing the fitness aspect of it, and then you're pretty much ready to go into preseason there.
Is there anyone that you've sort of patterned your game around?
Patterned my game around? Yeah, I guess, like, the biggest influence of my game, honestly, is probably my head coach right now, Kane Thompson.
Okay.
He's really, like, taught me the ins and outs. He's all the little tricks, especially like line outs, and he's kind of taken me under his wing there, and he's helped me a lot. So I guess that's probably the biggest influence of my rugby career so far.
William, once the career is over with, you sound to me like you would like to coach.
Oh, yeah, I could see a future in coaching there. Definitely.
because I can sort of hear it in the voice that, you know, that this is something that you've latched on to, you enjoy doing it, and you would want to pass along your insights and what you've learned to a younger generation.
Absolutely. The brotherhood and just the community, the rugby community is unbelievable. There's nothing, anything close to it. And that's something I would definitely want to pass on to the younger generations.
William Wagaspack plays lock for NOLA Gold Rugby. Thanks, William.
Thank you, William.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. This is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app.
But I know the consequence is going to be difficult for the people who are spending tons of money to get players. And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player, all right? But I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it. Yeah. So it's tough, and people blame the NCAA. But in defense of the NCAA, we are where we are, all right, because of the litigation that the NCAA gets, like the transfer portal. Every time somebody wanted to transfer, they'd apply for a waiver. Right, if you didn't give them, the NCAA didn't give them a waiver so they could be immediately eligible, they filed suit. So the NCAA would back off and give them a waiver. So they just said, we're just going to make a rule where everybody can transfer. That's how that happened. So if the NCAA doesn't get some protection from litigation, whether we got to get an antitrust or whatever it is, from a federal government standpoint, this is not going to change because they cannot enforce their rules, just like Nate said. We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to the school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it. I mean, these guys at Miami that are going to play basketball there for $400,000, it's in the newspaper. The guy tells you how he's doing it. So, but the NCAA can't enforce their rules because it's not against the law. And that's an issue. That's a problem. And unless we get something that protects them from litigation, I don't know what we're going to do about it.
Alabama's Nick Saban started this just absolute soap opera, reality TV show, pay-per-view exchange with Jimbo Fisher at Texas A&M. You'll hear that. You'll hear Jimbo next hour. But Mike, it comes across to me as a little bit whiny.
No, he can be that way. I mean, that's just how he is, but I think he does feel the pressure. He would have, again, I'll repeat myself, he would have never done this if A&M would have been sixth or seventh in recruiting. Never. Wouldn't have said a word. My thing about transfer portal, and he's talking about how guys can jump all around. Well, how did Elias Ricks go from LSU to Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Nick, explain to me that. Okay, you doing it, but you complaining about others that are doing it.
He would say, I'm playing by the same rules as everybody else.
Okay, well, then don't complain about it. Again, he's gotten players out of the transfer portal this exact same way. And name, image, likeness. You think A&M invented this?
No.
A&M didn't invent this, okay? So I think he has a bit of fear in him. Of that team out west. And I would think what you got going on today, and I don't know how you're going to regulate it, because the genie's out of the bottle. It's out. You cannot stuff it back in because the NCAA and Mark Emmert were so hell-bent in not wanting to give any sort of money compensation to players. They took it to court and you got beat. Now you complaining about, oh, well, it's okay for a coach to jump from one school to the next to the next. I have a friend of mine. In 4 years, he's went to three schools. There's no stopping him. And he's got a raise every time he's went somewhere. So, okay, they allowed to do it. But you complaining that a player can't do it or a setup for a school? See how much money, look at the money that's being paid out to these head coaches. Now, it's not coming from the state coffers.
Nick Saban makes more money than Jackson State's budget, athletic budget.
It's unreal. And, okay, it's all funneled through athletic funds and everything else and kind of how they do it. It's a pee and shell game. But still, it amazes me, you know, because I'm at an age where I can be stuffy about it. But if I'm a player, I think you deserve to get paid after what I think that they've done to college players for all these years and stuffing the coffers of colleges, athletic funds, coaches all that time. And the players, yeah, they were getting some money, but now it's legally done.
Through name, image, and likeness. 1 hour down, 90 minutes left of the show here on Sports Talk on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.